Welcome to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about the healthcare issues that are important to you. Whether you're 65 or older, approaching 65, or maybe you're just making healthcare decisions for a loved one who's in their golden years, we're inviting providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. Well, I'm so stressed out. Well, how often do you either say that or hear that? I think daily. Stress at all ages is a factor, but is stress easier to handle as we age? And what about chronic stress that affects our mental health, anxiety, and overall well-being? Well, in this episode, we hope to take the edge off of stress and learn about some tools we can use to de-stress. But first, Millennium Physician Group has quickly become the leading independent physician group with more than 800 healthcare providers across Florida and growing. Services center on primary care and are complemented by specialty care, walk-in centers, radiology and lab services, telehealth, wellness programs, home health, hospital care, and so much more. Nationally recognized as a consistently top-rated accountable care organization with high levels of physician engagement, Millennium aims to create a genuinely connected healthcare experience for patients. And we want to be your connection to a healthier life. Learn more, so much more, at millenniumphysician.com. All right. Well, according to stress.org, yep, that's a real website. It's the American Institute of Stress's website. There is no way to avoid stress, but we can learn to understand it better and improve the management of it. We're going to learn all about that today. All right. Joining us is Coach Doug Wilder from Wilder Business Success. Doug.
Hi, Michelle.
Thank you so much for being here.
It's very exciting to be with you.
Yeah, and this is going to be a really great show. I think stress at all ages is something we all need to be talking about. It's easy to say I'm stressed out. We're going to get there. First of all, tell us about you and let's talk about Wilder Business Success.
I've been doing Wilder Business Success now for 28 years.
Wow.
And I got started in 1993 when the company I was working for sent me off to Pittsburgh for a week to learn the 7 habits of highly effective people.
Ah.
And that just changed my life because I became a facilitator for the program and my clients just loved it and I decided to make a business out of it. And so I just started the next year, my mentor in the National Speakers Association said, Doug, what you're doing, they are calling it coaching out in California, up in New York. Look it up on this thing called the internet.
Right, 1993.
Yeah, that's right. And so I did, and I was amazed. And so in probably early 1994, I started calling it coaching. And I was just making it up as I went along and doing a lot of 7 habits, but then a lot of marketing and relationship building. I had one old client that I used to sell investments to, and he'd said, Doug, eventually I'll buy all these investments from you, but right now you're telling me how to do marketing, how to do sales, how to handle my employees, how to handle my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I just pay you a fee for this? And so everything just changed for me.
Light bulb moment, huh?
Oh, light bulb moment. Oh, and I said, okay, I need to make this happen.
Yeah, well, and coaching, wellness coaching, health coaching, business coaching, people are doing it all over. It's become quite the job.
That's right. In the 90s and the early 2000s, it was the fastest growing industry in America and probably in the world.
Yeah.
So it was fun to be on that wave just as it was moving along.
Seems like a lot of psychology should be involved with coaching.
There is a lot of psychology. We're careful not to distinguish.
Exactly. You're not a therapist.
That's right. Because we don't go back. Actually, some of the difference between coaching and therapy is a therapist will look back and say, okay, how did you get here? And then they will help you reframe how you got there. What decisions you made early on, perhaps wrong decisions, that now have led you to where you are, that's creating stress or whatever it's creating.
Okay.
And so, but what a coach does is says, okay, here you are, where you are. Now, what are you going to do about it? And so I have a lot of clients that see the therapist and they also see me.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I love that. Okay. All right. So what are some of the most common issues that you see in your field? You know, is it stress?
It does happen to be a huge one because stress leads to so many other problems. For instance, if it's a business, and usually I do work with the business owners, whether it's the CEO or they sometimes refer me to somebody in the group. The concept is that they are they're usually either stressed out or not having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And And it's for some particular reason. They're stuck. And so my job is to get them unstuck. And I have a lot of different tools to do that. Stress happens to be a big one. Interestingly enough, a lot of my clients are the CEOs and their adult children that are working in the same business.
Oh.
And they're just not getting along.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I grew up, my dad and my mom owned a company. I worked for them right out of college, and I did not stay very long. I knew I was never taking over this business. They wanted to sell the business anyway,
right.
But I started at like the very low level in shipping and receiving, right?
Sure.
And then made my way up to sales eventually. And then they sold the business, thankfully, because it was not one I was going to take over. But I knew instantly that that was not my path.
Right.
But it sounds like you're working with people who know that is their path. Or not so much?
Interestingly enough, a lot of the parents say, I want to turn this business over to my kids, but my kids don't seem to want it.
Mm.
And so then they'll send me in to go talk to them. And most of the time, the kids really wouldn't mind taking it over, but they just don't have the confidence, the courage, the excitement for it, for the business.
Mm-hmm.
The parents say that the kid is entitled, and the kid says the parents don't know how to manage me, and all this is probably true.
Right, right. And maybe the parents have an old school way of running things,
right.
And the kids are coming out of school with new ideas and freshness.
Yes,
so
yes.
I could see the conflict there.
Yeah, that's right. And the world is full of these examples. Jay Stein, for instance, he went off to school. He left his father's business as he grew up with, and went off to New York, learned fashion, learned merchandise, and he goes back to his dad, goes to work in, I think it was Jackson, Mississippi, and says, hey, Dad, let's do this a little different. Let's put fashion in. And the father said, no, we've always done it this way. We've always been a discount clothing store, and this is the way it is. And so then Jay Stein kept on bugging him and bugging him. So finally, the father said, all right, you can start the store, but go to another state.
Right.
I want you to go to Tennessee.
Okay.
I think it's either Memphis or Nashville. And so he goes, Jay Stein goes there, opens up the store. I think they at that point call it Steinmart.
Something like that.
Something like that. And it just grows. It's tremendous growth. So the son really had a good idea. But they had to learn how to get together. Now, I was not coaching them at the time, so I can't take credit for that.
But it's a good story. All right. So, health conditions.
Yes.
So, you know, it's very prevalent. It's very relevant right now, especially COVID, coming out of COVID with the tremendous amount of stress that people experienced and perhaps still do.
Yes.
Now, we know, I work with primary care physicians, and we see stress as a factor every day. What are some of the stress conditions, the health conditions that stress can lead to,
right,
that you see?
Well, so according to a lot of statistics, mm-hmm, a lot of things I've read is that either 70% to 90% of diseases are caused by stress. And so you can look, the common cold, cancer, I think they all are stress related. There's one, Dr. Lumpkin out in California, he says that 95% of all diseases are caused by stress. And he says the other 5% are genetics, which means that your ancestors had stress,
mm-hmm,
and therefore, so he's saying 100%.
Well, and they probably were stressing over food. You know,
that's
how,
right,
do we find,
sure,
food and shelter and that type
Saber
of thing?
Saber-tooth tiger, whatever it might be.
Exactly.
Sure.
You know, the elements around them.
Yes.
You know, weight gain is,
yes,
is always a factor of stress. Sleep. Total factor of stress.
Right.
You always hear about people with GI issues, you know, the, mm-hmm, ulcers and all of that. Neck, back pain, big stress factors because we feel like we're carrying so much on our shoulders, right?
Right.
We're both sitting here right now and like moving our arms around in our neck.
Breathe.
Like, okay, relax, just relax. So I know what you do in your position, Doug, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about how to de-stress.
I love it.
All right. You have a toolbox.
Yes.
We're
going to
dig into it.
I can't wait.
All right. So y'all stick around. Doug Wilder from Wilder Business Success is going to stick around and we're going to talk a little bit more about de-stressing. The conversation will continue. Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group, will be right back. Welcome back to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about the healthcare issues that are important to you, whether you're 65 or older, approaching 65, or maybe you're making healthcare decisions for a loved one who's in their golden years. We're inviting providers and experts to help share their insights and to help you live a healthier life. Well, I'm so stressed out. You hear it all the time. Either you're saying it or somebody else is saying it. And stress at all ages is a factor towards our health. But how can we handle it as we age? And, you know, what about that chronic stress that does affect our mental health, anxiety, and overall well-being? Well, in this episode, we are talking with Coach Doug Wilder from Wilder Business Success. And Doug, thanks for hanging out. And in the first segment, we talked a little bit about health factors from stress and that stress is not avoidable. I mean, it's everywhere, right?
It is. That's right.
It's not something we can just say is I'm done stressing out. I mean, it's easy to say, but how do we do it?
There are some tools. Yes, exactly. But it does become a habit. And it's a habit that we adopt early on in our life. And so unless, with like any habit, unless we make a cognitive decision, make a decision not to have that habit and then work at it, it'll just take over.
Yeah. So you have a toolbox. You have what you call Wilder, I have it right here, Wilder De-Stress Tools. Mm-hmm. And there's several levels to it.
Yes.
All right. You know what? If there's many levels, let's start at the very first one.
Okay, great. And the first three levels, I think, don't work as well as the fourth level.
We'll build up to that. And let me, real quick, before we start, is this for people of all ages, or are we just looking at our older adults? Where do we start with these tools?
Yeah, it's very interesting. And the statistics on this vary and contradict each other from time to time, because some people say that as you get older, you will have more stress. And others say, no, you're going to have less stress as you get older because you're going to become more mature. You're going to say, hey, things don't bother me like they used to. Maybe the obligations for an older person are less. Maybe there's better, more money in the pockets, and more jingle in the pockets, as my dad used to say. And what that means is you're going to have less stress. And another thought is that if you've had stress your whole life, you may not make it to old age.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, older people often don't have as much stress. But on the other hand, there are more things to be stressed out about as you get older, because stress means out of control. And so when we start thinking about stress, it means, okay, so you're out of control. When people get older, they lose mobility, perhaps. They lose the ability to speak, the ability to remember.
Right, independence.
Independence, yes. And so that's a loss of control. And so when you're out of control, you're mad.
Mm-hmm. You get angry a lot easier.
That's right.
Frustrated.
They call it grumpy old man syndrome.
It's real.
Yes, it is. So what we're talking about then is for the elderly, for people who are getting to be my age, we start to think about, okay, how do we manage stress? And what I'm believing is that we try to just take it away completely.
All right. So, because I see it from both sides. I have daughters in their young 20s who are, one's a senior in college. Yes. She's stressing out about finishing up that and what's next in her life. And then my mom is in her 70s and she lives with me too.
Yes.
So and here I am right in the middle.
Sandwich.
So I see the young person stressing out about, things that I've been through. I've been there, done that. But then I also see my mom, who's in her 70s. I haven't been there yet.
Uh-huh.
Stressing about some of the things you were talking about, the memory, the funds, are they there?
Right,
And then I have my grandmother, who's in her 90s, who's still alive too.
Oh my goodness.
And I watch my mom stress about that.
Sure.
So, I'm definitely seeing all your different layers as we age.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of interesting. Well, and then I have my own issues, of course, of stress in my age. So
no, not you.
Anyway. All right, Doug, let's talk about level one of your de-stress toolbox.
Right. Okay. Level one. Level one is the concept there is just don't do anything stupid. Don't drive in traffic. Don't, if you avoid going out, you avoid seeing people, then and become a hermit, a recluse, then you are not going to have stress. Normally, we can't do that, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting that a lot of people say, oh, I'm just not going to go out. And therefore, they avoid the stress. But it's not good for relationships. And actually, you end up more stressed out.
Yeah. And I think COVID, during the pandemic, when we really couldn't go anywhere, mm-hmm. you know, perhaps your level one was more of a factor.
Right. That's true. But it's not what I recommend.
Right.
At all.
No, it's not good for anybody.
No.
You still have to have some socialization.
That's right. And you still have to get around. You still have to go to the grocery store. You're going to be driving. You're going to be in traffic. And people are going to be honking at you. And when they do, you know, how you handle it makes all the difference. Makes all the difference in life. So,
yeah.
So I would suggest that level one is more of a joke.
Yeah, right.
Because it
doesn't work. Right. So you have to start somewhere.
That's right.
All right. Okay. So that's level one. Be social. Go to the grocery store.
That's right.
Drive in traffic.
That's right. You're going to have to do it.
With a clear head.
That's right.
I did have a road rage incident the other day, though. And I was like, dude, why are you so angry at me? You cut me off. So anyway. All right. Level two.
Okay. So when you level two is there are some biological reactions that we have to any situation. And so one of the biological reactions is we get frustrated, or we have fear, or we have guilt, or we have anger, and those are all terrific short term. So in other words, if you get mad at something, and some situation, you get really frustrated, and you get angry, you put your fist through the wall. Okay, the difficulty here is that probably is a short term. It does relieve stress, but only short term. If you take and throw everything off the table, you're feeling good for about 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
At de-stressing. And this is, again, something I don't recommend doing.
Right.
Because now you're going to have to pick up everything.
I was about to say, you have a huge mess to clean up.
Mess.
Yeah.
That's right. And the guilt that you then feel of, I lost control and all that.
So, now I have a hole in my wall I have to fix. Yeah.
That's right. So level two doesn't work either. I would suggest... Now, level three is a little, can I jump to level
you
three?
You can absolutely jump
right.
to level three.
All right. Level three is the physical, it's taking stress out through physicality, such as getting more sleep, getting exercise, not putting the wrong things in your body, such as smoke or drugs or even alcohol, all those things that you're using to satisfy the stress. Those negative things really don't help much.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in the short run they do, but that's sort of what we're looking at is that some other physical things, you know, doing yoga,
yeah,
great idea. Breathing, drinking water, highly recommend it. Those are all great things, but I've seen a lot of people who do these physical, physical ways of dealing with stress, and it really doesn't help long term. And there's people are still stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
They go play tennis and they come back and now they're stressed out because, oh my gosh, they've got so much work to do.
You know, you have a really good point. Like I practice yoga. I'm not so much into the meditation side of it, mm-hmm. but I do practice yoga. And for that 1 hour, my phone's off. I leave it in the car. I do my breathing work. I move my body, have the movement going. I drink my water. But as soon as I get back in my car and I look at my phone or my husband calls me, what's for dinner or something, I'm just like instantly back into that headspace of, oh my God, I have so much to do. Did I need to have that hour? You know, but then I try to talk myself out of that. And be like, you know what? I needed that hour.
Uh-huh.
And now I'll go stress out at home. So how do you find the happy balance?
Yeah. It's not easy.
Yeah.
And I think this whole concept of stress, it's not easy. Well, there's some simple tools, and I'll be talking about that in the next mm-hmm. section. There's simple tools that you can do that change everything because it's a mind shift. And I think once you start doing the mind shift, then you'll start to get really control over your emotions.
Okay. You said it right there. We're going to take a break. Joining us is Coach Doug Wilder from Wilder Business Success, and we're going to continue that conversation. We're going to talk about level four and how to make that shift. So stick around. Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about the healthcare issues that are important to you. Whether you're 65 or older, maybe you're approaching 65, or you're just making healthcare decisions for a loved one, we invite providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. Well, I'm so stressed out. I say it often. I hear it often. It's part of our daily lives. Stress at all ages is a factor, but is stress easier to handle as we age? And what about that chronic stress that affects our mental health, anxiety, and overall well-being? Well, in this episode, we are talking with Coach Doug Wilder from Wilder Business Success. And we're going to continue our conversation about taking the edge off stress. And we're learning about some tools that we can use to de-stress. So, Doug, welcome. Mm-hmm. Let's briefly, you have your de-stress tools.
Yes.
And we talked about, let's briefly summarize level one, two, and three, because right. We're about to dive into level four.
Absolutely. Yeah, level one is just don't do anything stupid. Just don't go anywhere. Stay as a hermit. And maybe you won't have stressful situations happen to you. You know, live out in the woods, whatever you can do. But then don't make sure that there's no bobcats coming after you, because that would create stress too.
So. Right. So you can live a stress-free life if you eliminate everything else around you.
That's right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Good enough.
Doesn't work real well.
No.
Level two is go ahead and let the biological stress relievers take over, which means get angry. Was McEnroe was the tennis player back in the 60s and 70s that used to throw his tennis racket, and that was supposed to be so good. The psychologist said, oh, this is good. He's letting it out. But then he was angry. He continued to be angry, and he continued to be upset. So, okay, so then the thought is smashing something may not does satisfy a quick I remember when my brother used to pitch the ball to me, and I was probably 5 years old. He was 7 years old, and he would throw the ball, and I would swing and miss because I had this great big Louisville slugger, which is a heavy bat for a five-year-old. And so I'm swinging it, and I'm thinking, this is not working. And my brother was saying the same thing. Jeff said, you know, you can't hit anything. You're just, you know, he was just calling me names, and he started calling me a crybaby because I was crying. And he said, okay, I'm taking the ball. I'm going home. So he turns off and starts walking away, and I am so angry that I take this bat, this Louisville slugger, and I toss it, and it ends over end, and it pops him right on the head. I felt great. Oh. I loved it. He fell down, and I'm thinking, oh, my stress is gone. Hey, I am now in control. I am a man as a five-year-old. Well, suddenly he gets up. He has the bat now, and I think, Michelle, that's how I learned how to run so fast.
I was about to say, he chased you down.
Oh, he chased me down. And he was older than me, and I got pummeled all the time. But anyway, so yes. So the concept here is level two, smash something or smash your brother, usually doesn't work real well.
Right.
Okay.
Repercussions to that.
Repercussions, yeah. The third way is physically handle the stress, and that means drinking and eating the right things, keeping the wrong things out of your body. Also, exercise is tremendous as a stress reliever. Yoga, meditation, all of these work well. Breathe. And these physicality concepts are great for de-stressing. However, I'm finding that when I do those things and when others do those things, they're still stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we take it to a whole nother level, which happens to be level four.
All right. We're ready.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, level four. Ladies and gentlemen, Wilder de-stress tools. Okay, the way this works is there's several, about 10 different tools that you can use. And I'll go over a few of them. The first one is the pause. P-A-U-S-E, pause.
Although our other paws, our animal paws, could be very distressing as well. Just true. Have to say that.
That's true. I love that. I love it. But that's going back to level three.
Okay. Yeah, oh, yes, you're right. Okay.
Something physical. So right. That's good. So that's good.
That's where our animal friends come in.
That's
okay.
Right. Exactly. So level
pause,
four.
Like pause. A pause button.
Like a pause button. Exactly. And so what happens is you know, you say, you know, my mother used to say, count to 10 before you hit your brother. Because in those 10 seconds, you get to choose how you're going to respond to whatever he might have said to you. You know, even though he's egging you on, you may be justified. You've got, if you can pause for a while, 10 seconds or longer, then you can decide how you're going to react. Which leads us to the second tool. Besides the pause, the next thing comes the choice. And I believe that stress is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a lot of feedback, you know, mm-hmm. pushback on that. But, and I'll explain that in a little bit more in a second. But you have a choice. And I think the psychologists will say there's 34 different choices, emotional responses you can have. And I don't have that many fingers. I only have five fingers. So I'm
going to
count down the five choices. The first one I call frustration. Frustration, by the way, frustration is always about the past or the present that's not being requited, not being satisfied. So there's the past. The second one is fear. Fear is always the unknown future. And the third one is guilt. Guilt is that internal, some people call it shame, but I think shame's a little bit too strong a word. Guilt is something that you feel negative about yourself about.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And so in those three, if those three aren't in some way satisfied, we will automatically go to a fourth one, which I call anger. And anger, and you think about it, anger is always secondary to either frustration, fear, or guilt.
Right.
So it's very...
Right, because those things will lead you to just be angry.
That's
yeah,
right.
Makes sense.
That's right. So, and all four of those beget more problems. You know, again, if you put your fist through the wall, you've got to repair the fist, you got to repair the wall, you got to repair the shame or the guilt that comes from anybody having heard or seen you do that. So the idea is none of those are good for you. None of those beget long-term stress relief. If you want to have effective stress relief, you go to the fifth one. And I call this fifth one happy and delighted.
Mm-hmm.
Because happy and delighted just changes everything. It changes how you think about things. It changes how you respond. So so it's a choice. And some people say, "Well, wait a minute, it's not really a choice." You mentioned a while ago, don't you know, go in traffic, you know, someone cutting you off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just say you're driving out Southside Boulevard and somebody pulls out and cuts you off, and all of a sudden, you instantly feel this anger, this rage. Okay. And it's, some people feel it in their stomach, some people in their chest, some people they feel it in their head.
Mm-hmm.
Some people their muscles tense up. No matter where you feel it, the stress is not good for you. We've already talked about all the diseases that it creates.
Right.
And all,
right. All the health
problems.
Issues that come from that. Yeah.
Chronic stress is very dangerous. So you've got this person has cut you off. You've got this stress. And you're actually, what I'm saying is you're choosing to feel stressed about it. And so let's just say you were to pull up next to the person and you see it's a little old lady driving. You can't even see over the steering wheel. And you say, oh gosh, that could be my mother, my grandmother. Oh my gosh. And suddenly the stress goes away. Oh, wait a minute. She still cut you off back there.
Yeah.
But now your perspective has completely changed. And so then you say, but I know, as you think about it a little bit lower, you know, look over at her and you see her driving, you say, wait a minute, she shouldn't be driving.
She shouldn't be driving, right?
She's too old to be driving, too short. So let's say you were able to somehow flag her over to the side and you walk back and she rolls down her window and she says, yes, 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 Sonny. And you say, lady, you shouldn't be driving. You cut me off back there. I'm mad as can be. And you're too short. You should be sitting on a phone book, you know. You know, and you're just getting really ticked off at her.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you're right, Sonny. Normally I don't drive. Normally my husband drives, but he's over here having a heart attack and I'm trying to get him to the hospital.
Mm.
Suddenly your stress goes away
mm-hmm.
because you have a different perspective. And that's exactly what I'm trying to say, is that she still cut you off back there. She still should not have been driving, but yes, you no longer have the stress. You now say, hey, move over, I'm driving you to the hospital. So the concept is that you actually do have a choice. My mother used to say, okay, you've lost your tennis ball. Now, why are you going to lose your happiness too?
Mm.
Now you've lost both of them, and you don't need to do that. So, again, stress is a choice. Let me go to one more tool here.
Yeah.
And this tool is the tool I call the stress formula. And so anybody who's good in math, you can write this formula down. It's S if P does not equal R.
Okay.
S if P does not equal R. So the concept here is you'll have stress if perception does not equal reality. Perception does not equal reality. So what's happening here is you're saying reality is you got cut off. Perception is you shouldn't have been cut off. And because those are different, you've got stress.
Mm-hmm.
If you truly want non-stress, and some people love stress, so it's this is not for them. But if they truly want non-stress, if you want non-stress, then all you have to do is get perception to equal reality. And I came up with this formula sometime like 15, 20 years ago. Nobody's refuted it.
Okay. Your hypothesis seems to be, working.
It is working. That's right. So all you have to do is get perception to equal reality. If you can change reality, you change reality. I mean, you take out a bazooka and you blow up the other car that cut you off. Okay, you've changed reality. Probably has long-term, very bad results.
Right, yes.
But you can immediately say, oh, no, this person cut me off and maybe this person is going to the hospital or maybe this is what that person does. But I don't need to get stressed out about it. So now my perception is this person cuts people off. Reality is they cut me off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now I'm okay. My stress has gone away. But it's all been a mind shift that I've created in my own head, and the stress is gone. That doesn't mean I'm not going to do something. I'm not going to watch out for this person, or I'm not going to help this person, protect them perhaps. But I'm not going to be pulled down and have my health, my stress level up and my health go down because of somebody else's something else that they're doing.
Right.
Or something that I'm doing. Because sometimes I'm saying I'm doing something wrong, and the reality is I'm doing it wrong, and I'm thinking, no, I should not do it wrong. And which leads then to another tool. Do you want to get with that?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's do it.
Do it now?
Yeah, we're talking with Doug Wilder. He is from Wilder Business Success. We're talking about his de-stress tools. And, Doug, what you were just talking about with the formula, I kind of like, because it makes me think next time I get cut off, instead of using a certain finger on one of my hands, I might as well just smile and wave.
That's right.
You know?
Yes.
I'm going to be all about the, hey, thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
That's right.
That's where I'm going next time. See? I'm going to change my perception and be like, you know what? Perhaps he's in a big hurry or she's in a big hurry, mm-hmm. and I'm just hanging out back here waving.
That's right.
Just smile and wave.
Yeah. And it won't tear you down at all.
Right.
I mean, you already got cut off. You might as well not also have your stress levels up and your health down.
All right, so let's move to the next step, and then we'll take a break and we'll finish them up.
Perfect. Okay, this one sort of ties in with the stress formula. In every situation where there's that P, that perception, in almost every case that you're getting stressed out, you're using the word should or one of its derivatives. It's rather interesting. A derivative of a should would be should not, ought to, must, have to, and what a need to. So what happens is these words are all negative judgment. And so when you start placing negative judgment on a situation or a person, what's happening is you are now going to get stressed out. So I'm suggesting eliminating the word should, and I'll tell you how to replace it with something.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're going to want to stick around for that. Coach Doug Wilder from Wilder Business Success is our guest today, talking about de-stress tools. And we want to absolutely learn more about how to do that, because stress is unavoidable but we want to learn how we can manage it better. So stick around. The conversation will continue. Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about healthcare issues that are important to you. And this week, we're talking about stress and how to, most importantly, de-stress. And our guest today is Coach Doug Wilder from Wilder Business Success. And we've been diving into Doug's toolbox of de-stress tool. So we had a lot of great stuff in that last segment, but there's more. There's more because we want to manage this better. Mm-hmm. I think most people, if you said, I know you're stressed out, do you want to manage it? I think your answer is yes.
99% of the people will say yes.
Okay.
That's right. There are a few that just love stress.
Well, but I mean, it's so about our health and our well-being and our mental and our overall how we relate with other people too. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Let's continue with this most important level of your four level theory.
That's right.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Where'd we leave off?
All right. So we just talked about the negative judgment and the word should. And I'm suggesting across America that you take the word should out of your vocabulary. You can't always do that. There's once in a while you're going to come up with something, well, I should have said should.
Yeah.
But I'm suggesting that you completely take the, you know, think about eliminating the word should. And I've just about done this from my vocabulary. And I replaced it with the word could.
All right. It rhymes, so that's easy to remember.
It makes it easy. Yeah, okay. It's a little white out.
Yep.
A C in there.
Okay.
Okay. And so, and the way it works is you might say, well, I should have been on time this morning. Oh, gosh darn it, Doug. I should have been on time. Well, I could have been on time. And you'll notice that the inflection will change. Oh, I could have, I could have had breakfast this morning. Oh, okay. Well, how could I have breakfast this morning? So it starts to beg the question. Now, how could you do something as opposed to, oh, I should have done something. I should have done something that's very heavy. And so if you're out there shoulding on yourself, then the idea is to start saying, okay, what could I do instead? Because could actually gives you, it gives you a choice. Mm. I could do this or I could not.
Mm-hmm.
It also gives, that choice gives you, it gives you freedom. It gives you control. And remember, being out of control is being mad, is being angry, and it's stressful. So just the simple thing of going from should to could.
Hmm.
Just changes so much and be non, and then you can become non-judgmental. And the more non-judgmental in your life, the more you will be appreciative, the more you will have gratitude, which then creates less and less stress. It's amazing how when I've seen people go through this process, when I went through the process, when I started this process in 1993, I was angry all the time, quite a bit. And I had a spouse then. I still have the same spouse now.
She made it.
Well, I made it. I was so stressed out with her, and it was amazing how everything shifted. I had a great advisor, a friend of mine, who said, "Hey, Doug, the grass is not always greener on the other side," mm-hmm. and I want you to remember why you married Dot in the first place. Dot's my wife. And so I went home and I just made a decision, a unilateral decision, that I was going to save the marriage, that I was going to make it work. And it was amazing how it all, and I didn't tell her that I made this change, but all of a sudden she became the sweetest person.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, I didn't tell her that I was changing. I didn't tell her that there was going to be a change here. And yet all of a sudden she's sweet. I wonder if maybe I had something to do with it.
Yeah.
And it really sort of solidified these de-stress tools to me at that point to start saying, okay, the decisions we make in our life about how we respond makes a big difference in how the life and the world responds to us.
Mm.
So this tool of should to could is probably the most powerful. And it's the one that I see and when dealing with business owners and their children and even partners that are not getting along. And what we do is when we take out the judgmentalism and all of a sudden they think about how they can make the relationship work, it's phenomenal how relationships are turned around. If you want to see some of these, here's some testimonials. I have on my website a blog, wildersuccess.com, and look at the blog, wildersuccess.com/blog, and you will hear some testimonials of people who have gone through this process. There's a chiropractor on there. There's an attorney. And there's others that, countless others, I've been for the last 28 years, I've seen go through this process. I know it works because I've seen it so often. I'm now writing a book about it.
Okay, great.
Right now, the working title is Wilder De-Stress Tools.
Imagine that.
It just sort of came to me.
It did.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's a neurologist that is going to be contributing to it. And there's a psychologist that's also going to be contributing to it. So they're going to give their perspectives, maybe a little bit different from mine, but certainly give a different idea or a different view of these tools. And so it should be fascinating. I have a goal of December 31st.
Is it stressing you out, Doug?
I'm working on it. I'm changing the should, not should to could.
Yep.
I'm saying
I could have it finished.
I could have it finished by December 31st.
Yep.
It's December 31st is my birthday, so it's very
happy
apropos.
Birthday. Yeah, end of the year. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll get it done by then. So it's, very exciting to be sharing this with the world. And those are the main tools, the ones I gave you. There are a few others that I think are important. If you like, I can go over these very quickly. I call it flipping. Flipping is when you take any situation, any problem, and you flip it into something that's good. My philosophy is that any problem is merely a challenge, not yet converted into an opportunity. So anytime anybody has a problem. What's the opportunity here? What's the good that's going to come out of it? And there are many, many examples of that. The bigger the problem, the bigger the opportunity. So if all of a sudden the world is on your shoulders and you're feeling the weight of it, you think, great, this is great because now something's going to change. I have the impetus now to make things great.
Mm-hmm.
Another tool is looking at the fear. Shine a light on it. Say, okay, so what's bothering me about this? What is the issue here? And usually it will start to dissipate just by looking at it, instead of worrying about it, say, well, okay, what's the worst case scenario?
Yeah.
Will I be able to live with it?
Yeah.
And that's an easy one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, action cures fear. So whenever you have fear, just take some action. Just start moving, pick up a pen, start writing, whatever it is. Another one I particularly like is future vision, and that is in 5 to 10 years from now, what will you be thinking about this particular situation? Will it really bother you?
Mm.
And the final tool that I really love is one of my favorites is to laugh. You can't be angry and laugh at the same time. So those are the tools that I think will work. They work for me, and I think they'll work for you. You're welcome to borrow my tools.
Well, and I definitely am keeping that cheat sheet with me. smile and wave. So, Doug Wilder from Wilder Business Success, thank you so much for being our guest today, talking about these stress, de-stress tools, because our health really does matter, and stress weighs us all down.
Yes,
so,
it does.
Yeah. Well, okay. Give your information again for the listeners.
WilderSuccess.com. And you can call me. My number, 904-705-4567. That's my cell phone, so reach me anytime.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here today. The conversation will continue next time on Medicare Connect Radio. We also know you might have questions about Medicare enrollment, and open enrollment is coming up on October 15th. We have answers. Learn the Medicare basics, discover the latest plan options, and compare coverage and enroll. Just go to yourmedicareconnect.com, and always go to millenniumphysician.com to find a primary care provider near you. And don't be stressed. All right. In good health, I'm Michelle McCormick. Have a great day.